The city of Jackson is in south central Michigan, about an hour west of Detroit. Four blocks from its downtown, next to the old armory and the remains of an old prison wall, there's a smokestack and a rundown complex of industrial buildings.
The last company that was really doing full-blown manufacturing in this complex of buildings was Acme Industries, that focused on refrigeration coils. We're going to walk straight down here.
Kay Howard is a ceramic artist. She and her husband, Phil Chabon, are getting a tour of the buildings. Since the early 1900s, when this complex was built, it's been home to many businesses. But since the 1970s, it's been basically abandoned.
At the top of the stairs, step to the right. Don't step on the whiteboard. Cover the hole in the floor.
Green and yellow paint peels and curls off the walls. The floor is littered with broken glass from the building's windows. And there are piles of bird droppings, broken light bulbs, and rotting boards. But Kay Howard and her husband are thinking about living here.
It has so much that can be held on to. I hate seeing buildings knocked down or left in disrepair when they could be reused and revitalized. And this is just screams to have something done with it.
These buildings are slated to become the Armory Arts Project. The plan is to turn this 147,000 square foot complex into an arts facility. It would become the home to cultural organizations, arts-friendly commercial businesses, studio space, and residential units that are designed to meet the specific living and working needs of artists, musicians, dancers, jewelers, and the like. Nita Delaney is the project's director.
The driving force behind this is community revitalization. The impetus for this whole development was really the existence of several tax-free Renaissance zones.
A Renaissance zone is what Michigan calls its tax-free areas that were created to spur development. Delaney says the project costs would have been around $14 million. They're whittling down the out-of-pocket expenses by packaging together tax credits they get for cleaning up an old industrial site, for renovating historic buildings, and for creating low-income housing. However, when they approached developers with the idea, they were told there was no way to make a go of it. But a nonprofit group from Minneapolis called Art Space Projects Incorporated had a different opinion. Chris Velasco is the director of Art Space.
It's not going to, nor is Art Space designing it, to generate money, but it will cover its costs.
Art Space has successfully turned dozens of dilapidated buildings in a number of different cities into affordable places where artists can live and work. He says while Jackson doesn't have a reputation as a bastion for the arts, their market research showed there was more than enough demand for such a facility in the city.
If we were to create a multi-purpose arts facility in there, we would in fact have organizations and artists three deep, at least, standing in line for every space that we create.
He says that's because artists have a hard time finding affordable spaces where they can raise their kids that can also accommodate the tools of their trade, such as kilns, 10-foot-tall canvases, and metalworking equipment. And he says the Armory Arts Project could fill that need. Project Director Nita Delaney leads the group to the top floor of one of the old buildings, where sunlight is streaming through the broken windows.
Isn't it great? It's so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And you think about residential units up here, live-work space, you know, this has got to be ideal.
This is the space that sold us on the building.
That's Steve Sarnicki, the CEO for the Enterprise Group of Jackson. It's the umbrella organization for economic development in the area.
Because when we first came up here, what else could you imagine this to be except a place for artists?
And he says once they figure out how to lure artists to Jackson, it will be easier to lure desirable high-tech businesses and their employees to the community.
We have to increase our bohemian index a little bit here to attract those kind of people.
See, artists have a track record for moving into old warehouse and industrial areas where rents are low, fixing it up, and making a community hip and attractive. The rub is they often then get priced out of the market. But rent at the Armory Arts Project, like other art space projects, will remain low. And for artists like Kay Howard and Phil Chabon, affordable housing is one attraction of the project. They support themselves on his pension payments and her pottery sales. But there's another reason they're interested. The couple is drawn to the idea of living with other working artists.
You get kind of solitary as an artist, and you really need that contact and the camaraderie and so forth. So the idea of living in a community-type setting with other artists is very exciting.
And she's also excited about the prospect of being part of a project that recycles an abandoned building and one that could bring new excitement to a downtown in need of new life.
This has character. You can't design or duplicate.
No.
And look at the metal doors. Yep. It's amazing.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.